If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cow commercials. Get on our website, click on his link, order his music. You need it.
And you deserve it.
You have to have it.
And why don't you have it?
You should.
Shame on you.
Yes. That's right. Let's have some more good music.
Please.
Joe Merrick is riding along with us. He's talking about wild horses.
There once was a time when I rode the wild horses. A young man out seeking my fortune and fame. The rush of the rhythm cuts clean to your soul, boys, and once you have felt it, you're never the same. I rode the wild horses from ocean to ocean, from border to border, and all points between. The winning came easy, my steps light and breezy, headed for places that I'd never seen. It must be that far away look in their eyes. Or maybe just knowing that they'll soon be going is just enough reason to give them a try. Then one day I just couldn't ride the wild horses. The harder I tried them, the more I came down. And as they left running, their hoofbeats were drumming. And sometimes at night I can still hear that sound. Wild horses. Put that notion right out of your mind. 'Cause as you get older, the horses get bolder, and sooner or later they leave you behind. But soon once again I will ride the wild horses, high, wide, and handsome across the divide. My cards are all showing, and I'll soon be knowing what's waiting there on the other side. Wild horses. Where have you gone? wait for me. Wait for me. Wait for me.
Oh, yeah, there used to be a day when I rode the wild horses, too.
Me,
that
too.
That was a long time ago.
Long time ago.
And never again.
And I'm better than
yeah.
I remember.
That's right. That's a fact. The older we get, the better we were.
Yeah,
you got it. Yeah. Well, we're talking about horses.
Horses, why?
Why? Yeah, we talked a little bit about the Shetlands.
That's right.
Yeah. The Minis and such. Uh-huh.
Well, back in England, back in the day, they had drovers, right?
Sure.
They didn't ride horses.
No, that's right. Scottish drovers.
Right.
Yeah, exactly right. They herded cattle afoot.
Yeah, they did.
Because all they had was Shetlands. No, I'm just kidding.
A lot of their horses were drafts, right?
There you go, Clydesdales.
Yeah, huh?
Came from that area. Right.
Yeah, and have you ever ridden a Clydesdale?
I have.
I have, too.
Rougher than a cob. I think I would herd from afoot, too, if that's what... My choice was a Shetland or a Clydesdale for herding cattle. I would walk.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But those were the semis of the horse breed.
Were the working horses. That's right. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, but let's have a little cowpoke poetry.
Ooh, what you got?
Let's talk about By Giving Me Horses. What is it about little girls and horses? Little boys interact differently with horses than little girls. Little boys want to get on a horse. They want to turn it on. They want to drive it around like a piece of hay and equipment, show you what they can make it do, then bring it back, throw it in park, turn it off, get off, and walk away. But little girls, what do? They love on it, and they hug it. And they kiss it, and they squeeze it, and they brush it, and they curry it, and they comb it, and they braid its mane and tail, and feed it carrots and apples and horse candy. When I leave this life, I want to come back as one of my daughter's horses. What a life that would be. And I have decided that every horse deserves, at least once in its life, to be loved by a little girl. You taught me to give by giving me horses, and sent me adrift on uncharted courses. You taught me to love by loving them truly, not just the tame, but the wild and unruly. And when one was given to the neighborhood boy, you taught me instead the true meaning of joy. You taught me to work by working beside me, training our horses with you there to guide me. You taught me to serve by serving together, no matter the time, no matter the weather. And when one grew old and crippled with blindness, you laid him to rest and taught me about kindness. You taught me respect by respecting each steed and treating them gently, no matter the breed. You asked much, for you knew their ability, asked forgiveness, and taught me humility. And when one was ill in some sort of fashion, you aided him right and taught me compassion. You taught me to trust by trusting their actions and not taking heed to outside distractions. You taught me to share and to give of yourself and not put your talents away on a shelf. And when a few coyotes ran one through the fence, you taught me that actions come with consequence. You taught me gratitude and of thanksgiving, that horses, not things, make my life worth living. And when one was stricken, I learned of remorse. You taught me your best when you gave me a horse. That's right. Learned all I did through horses.
Absolutely.
How about a little Dick's pick?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Who's riding along with us this week?
Well, it'd be Ian Tyson.
The Lady in Tyson.
Yeah.
And what's he singing this week?
Classic MC Horses.
Ooh, I love this one.
We were having a drink at Stockman's, listening to the guitar ring. Jesse said, you know, they sold the MC Horses. I'll be damned, when was that?
I hadn't heard a thing back in August, 100 and more. Yeah, the people that come from everywhere, just a bit on them high and low, and thereby own a piece of the legend. With the cow herd all dispersed, the old cabbage, you had to go back in August, 100 head and more. So come on, boy, run on in. We're gonna let this sale begin. Last of the big remuders of the mighty MC. Horses here, everyone. Saddle them kids, let's get her done. By the time that Oregon sun goes down, this outfit's history. History. So the MC crew, they rode them all, and the people all gathered around. One old boy gave $2,000 for banjo. A banjo took his trailer up park when he tried to load him up. Town, back in August, 100 head and more. If you ever have a beer at the Adel store, say hi to Chuck and Nanny. I'll show you them big old steer heads up there hanging. When you ask where have they gone, hell, they gone like the MC Cabby. Back in August, 100 head and more. So come on, boy, run on in. We're gonna let this say begin. Last to the big remudas of the mighty MC. There's horses here for everyone. Saddle them kids, let's get her done. By the time that Oregon sun goes down, this outfit's history. This outfit's history. Having a drink at Stockman's, way out on the sagebrush sea. Jesse said, you know, this old MC horse.
Man, I love that song. Good stuff.
It is good stuff. Yeah.
Well, we're talking about horses.
Horses why.
The why, but we need to ditch out to a cow commercial.
No.
And when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony for 2023 will be held at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming, September 15th and 16th. Registration opens Friday, September 15th at 4 p.m., with the Cowboy Social beginning at 6:30 p.m. Then Saturday, September 16th, the doors open early for registration, photos, silent auctions, and merchandise, with the induction ceremony beginning at noon. Make plans now to join us for the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony, September 15th and 16th at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming. For more information or to register online, go to WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.